Aussie Boys 5 Seconds of Summer still doing really well on the ARIA charts at number 3 at the moment behind Drake and Conway Sewell.
Top news headlines. Somewhere in the world.
Yeah, morning everyone. It's Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. Thanks to the new blender, Mick Cafe Coffee. Smooth, refined, delicious.
So, first top news headline, somewhere in the world. It's a bit of local news because over the weekend, Coles had a swap day right across the countries for the little shop collectibles.
Oh, where you can like swap your little coffee for your little bottle of water.
Everyone who is trying to get all 30 items in the set of tiny package replicas flooded to Coles supermarkets right across the country and lined up for hours to swap their collectibles to try and complete their sets.
Wait, do they get to swap them with Coles or do they swap them with other people?
They swap them with other people. Yeah. So basically everyone brings along the ones that they want to swap or trade and it's like a big trade meet.
Yeah.
And you line up and you go through and you pilfer and you barter and you get the ones you want.
I wonder if there was like equal amounts of each of the items or if there were some ones which were rarer than others.
Oh, yes.
Because then everyone would be desperate for the rare ones.
Like and McDonald's Monopoly.
Yes, like McDonald's Monopoly, yes. Even McDonald's Happy Meal toys.
I must admit, though, I'm a little bit on board with the craze.
Really?
Yeah, like I'm easily bought, but
you
I'm...
You are.
Yeah.
Have you found any of the down-down fingers?
No, I haven't seen any of
those. Because that would be a cool one to get, because you get the voucher with it as well, the $100 Coles voucher.
Right. Yeah, very cool. So the craze continues. Second top news headline, somewhere in the world, NASA has announced that they are blasting off tomorrow in a historic mission to launch a rocket to the sun.
And now, if I'm not mistaken, weren't we taught in primary school that it's impossible to get to the sun because you would burn up well before you got there?
In the atmosphere, yeah.
Yeah, so how are they? I don't understand how they're going to get to the sun.
I don't know either.
Really, this is crazy.
But it's going to become the fastest human-made object ever, and it's going to fly at a record-breaking 430,000 miles per hour.
Wow, that's fast.
Now, it's going to orbit the sun apparently 24 times.
Okay.
So it could be up there a while.
Could be up there a while. I wonder if it'll try and touch down.
Yes.
Just to see how hot it really is.
God, you come back, guys. Sunburn is a myth. It's not actually that bad.
It's not that bad. It's not that hot on the sun anymore. Global cooling.
Third top news headline, somewhere in the world, an amateur treasure hunter has unearthed an Elizabethan gold signet ring worth over £10,000 in a field near Glastonbury, after apparently mistaking it for a can ring pull.
Oh, well, you know who would love this story? Those people who walk along the park with those headphones on going, beep.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Beep, 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 beep. 5 cents. Beep, 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 beep. 10 cents.
Wouldn't you be filthy if you've been doing that for years and then this amateur comes along and unearths this hidden treasure?
Yes.
You'd be filthy, wouldn't you?
You see them when you live in a beach suburb as well, you see them roaming the beaches for hours in the mornings.
Do. Yeah. So this is obviously the one person in the world that's ever actually found anything.
Can I ask a question? Mm. If you're one of those metal detector people and you're doing the beeping thing on the beach and you find a set of keys and it's for a RAV4 and there's one car left parked there, it's a RAV4 because they've lost their keys.
Yeah.
Do you get to keep the whole car?
Debatable.
Or do you have to return the keys?
I feel like you should return the keys. Do the right thing. If it's a Lamborghini, though, on the other hand, drive away.
Drive away. No more to pay.
There, your top news headlines somewhere in the world.
Okay, beers, boobs and balls not too far away. Usain Bolt is coming to Australia and he has one condition on his rider.
Really?
I'll tell you what the one condition is coming up shortly. Loving that one, Kygo featuring Imagine Dragons. It's called Born to Be Yours on your home of hits and old school Hit 93.5 with Pippa and Jimmy at 20 minutes to 7 o'clock. Currently 2 degrees across the central west. We do it all thanks to the new blend of Mick Cafe Coffee. Smooth, refined, delicious. It was a big weekend of sporting action. Let's get into it now.
Come on.
Sports, 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 sports.
Beer. Boobs. Balls.
I just can't believe some of these scores coming in from the NRL over the weekend. Manly finally got a win over the Bulldogs 18-6 on Saturday. The West Tigers beat the Raiders yesterday 22-20.
Oh, really?
And then the Cronulla Sharks got up over the Melbourne Storm 17-14.
Jeez, that was a big one.
Very close scoring games, but the game of the weekend surely has to be the Parramatta Eels beating the St. George Illawarra Dragons 40-4.
Ah, the old Parramatta Squeals, eh? Doing not too badly.
But what's happened? Have they finally worked out how to play football?
Yeah, well, maybe Jarryd Hayne doesn't drop the ball anymore.
I don't understand how that's happened. I don't understand what's happened to St. George Illawarra. Like, they were having such a good season and now they're starting to drop off the radar. So, I mean, look out. It could be anyone's game.
Really big stuff in the NRL. The, yes. the whole top eight looks like it's been reshaped
it
every
does.
Week. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into a bit of soccer news now, Pippa. The English Premier League kicked off over the weekend. It's only been, like, what, 3 weeks since the World Cup finished? So that meant a lot of the big World Cup stars had only just rejoined the team on Wednesday. So they weren't allowed to train up until Wednesday because they've got to have a certain amount of holidays.
That's nice.
Chelsea got a big win over Huddersfield, which includes Socceroo Aaron Moy. Overnight, Man City beat Arsenal 2-0 and Liverpool had a big 4-0 win as well. Mm. Now, the big soccer news is Usain Bolt is coming to Australia to play for the Central Coast Mariners, my team.
Yes, how exciting.
Really exciting stuff. Now, his management have come out and said the reason that they chose the Mariners was nothing to do with money.
Right.
In fact, he was being offered millions of dollars to go elsewhere. The Mariners don't have pretty much any money to pay.
But let me guess, he wanted the lifestyle of a life by the beach.
Maybe that, but also he said the Mariners were really well organised and also they provided a good opportunity for him to actually learn how to play and actually get into the team and play.
Yeah, great.
Where some of these other teams, it seemed like he'd be a bit of a gimmick or a bit of a stunt there and then like they'll be like, okay, goodbye.
Putting him up on a bit of a pedestal, whereas the Mariners are like, we'll invest and actually make you a soccer player.
Yeah, if you want to be a soccer player, you can be a soccer player here and you'll be treated like every player. So he's chosen to go on the Mariners. Now he's got one demand on his rider.
What is it?
When he arrives, he says he only wants a black hire car. So he wants, the Mariners have got to provide him a hire car, but it's got to be black.
It's got to be black.
That's it.
Has it got to have like max tinted windows, surely?
I'd say they probably will get tinted windows, but that's it. He doesn't want anything else. He just wants to be treated like any other player, but he needs a black hire car to be provided for him.
What kind of black hire car? Like a Toyota Corolla? No. Like a Jeep?
He hasn't specified.
Right.
Just a black, provide me a black hire car and I'm ready to go.
He's a big dude.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if they gave him like a Volkswagen, like Mini Beetle or something?
So Kia's coming black? Yeah, give him a Kia Rio.
Rio or something, really economical.
So that's the big Usain Bolt news.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay,
a black hire car is what's on his rider.
Not as devalicious as I thought.
No, you thought he was going to get gold boots or something.
Yes. Yeah. Now, over to the AFL, a gallant Sydney have overcome key injuries to down Melbourne by 9 points at the MCG and leave the Demons in grave danger of missing the AFL finals.
Oh.
But absolute heartbreak for Alex Johnson yesterday.
Yes.
It looks like he's torn the ACL in his good right knee and will require a sixth reconstruction in a shattering development over the weekend.
Isn't it just devastating news
for
him?
He was devastated. And the images of him being carried off the field by his teammate Nick Newman it's just gutting for him. I really feel for him.
Absolute heartbreak. But at the end of the day, a big win by the Swannies.
Yeah, absolutely. So great news there. He says, it doesn't look great, but I'm not too sure. It's similar to my first one, so we'll see how we go.
That's Beers, Boobs and Balls. Thanks for that update there, Pippa. I've been roaming around. Yeah, what up, Central West? We are just about to tick over 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. It's Pippa and Jimmy. We cross live to Scoopla HQ in LA to talk to Dean McCarthy in around 5 minutes. But Pippa, before we do that, here on Hit, you were left in a pub with a heap of nude blokes over the weekend. Is that right?
Well, look, it's something I've never experienced before and I was shocked, to say the least.
Sounds like something I see on Oxford Street in Sydney.
So we're
on my normal weekend out.
Just your standard Saturday night. We're all at the pub in Trangie after the Trangie Tigers.
You're in Trangie.
Yes. Trangie Tigers rugby presentation night for 2018 over the weekend. And we're all having some beverages afterwards in the bar. And a girlfriend and I were sitting sort of, there was a bunch of us there, about eight blokes. I went to the bathroom. And when I came back from the bathroom, about eight of the blokes that we were sitting in a circle with had dropped their dacks because this song had come on.
Eagle Rock?
Eagle Rock by Daddy Cool.
Right, was Farmer Lewis one of these blokes?
Farmer Lewis was one of them. dropped his tax.
Were you like, put your package away?
I was literally like, what are you doing?
You're not why the postman.
Why have you all pulled your pants down? Thankfully, they were all wearing briefs. Thank God. It was not a mass nudity situation.
So none of them had forgotten to put undies on?
No. No. Thank goodness. So I went to the bathroom and then I came back and they had all dropped their dacks. I'm going, what's going on? Why have you all pulled your pants down? And they said, oh, that's what you have to do when this song comes on. It's an Australian pub tradition that if this song, Eagle Rock by Daddy Cool, comes on, you got to pull your pants down.
I've never heard of this tradition.
Neither had I. I'm like, this is not, surely this can't be a thing.
This is like one of those traditions where you go round to someone's house for Christmas and they think that what they do for Christmas is what everyone does for Christmas.
This is what everyone does. Yeah, and you're like, mate, no one else does that. So for 3.5, 4 minutes, we had to stand there around the bar and all these blokes just stood or sat there with their pants down. Just casually, normal, like nothing weird or abnormal was happening.
So they just continued their conversation.
Continued the conversation as per normal, continuing ordering drinks, continue the band, except none of them are wearing pants.
13, 12, 16, if you drop your dacks every time you hear this song. I feel like if you're down at the tavern or something and you'll drop your dacks, security will be like, oh, excuse me, could you please leave?
We're talking the Amaroo or the pastoral on Saturday night. I feel like this is warrant to get you kicked out of the joint.
You got your dacks down.
Seriously. And is there a rule that if you don't wear, if you're not wearing underpants underneath that you can't drop your dacks? I don't know. What's going on?
13, 12, 16, morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Tracy.
Tracy, how are you?
Good.
Tracy,
how are you?
You're good, Tracy. Can you shed some light on this Eagle Rock dropping your dacks at the pub situation?
Yeah, well, as a female, I don't do it. But through high school, it started. I went to high school in Foundra, so away from
training.
And like school socials and discos and that. And the song had come on, and the boys had dropped their dacks, and they dance along. And the song had finished. They pull their pants up, and they.
And life would carry on as per usual.
Yeah.
Wait, so this is a thing?
This is a thing.
Yeah.
So what if the boys had forgotten to put jocks on? What was the rule of thumb?
Oh, I don't think the teachers would have done real well with that.
Thank goodness.
This is bizarre because I've never heard it. I've literally never heard of this before.
So, Tracy, this is not news to you. You've been aware of it for quite some time.
Started the story about how you're at the pub and all the boys
dropped
their dacks. I'm like, oh, Eagle Rock.
Oh, classic.
Well, Tracy, thanks for calling and confirming
yes.
for us.
No worries. See you later. Have a great day.
You too,
you,
Tracy.
Oh, there you go. It is an Aussie tradition.
It's an Aussie tradition. Amazing.
All right, everyone across the Central West, get out of your cars and pull your pants down.
Please don't pull your pants down.
Pull your pants down. If you're on Cobra Street, out of there. Get the jokes out. Yeah.
I think it's only if you're at the pub.
It's only at the pub.
I think if it's only you're at the pub.
Okay.
Yeah.
So truck drivers, keep your pants on.
Just pull your jocks up, guys.
Pull your pants back
and then
up.
With about 30 seconds to go, we were going, okay, song's over, guys. Song's over. Pull them up.
Yeah, the Central West favourite radio competition is brought to you by Leading Edge Computers. Everything Apple, Microsoft and more. Let's go with AlphaBucks.
And we are joined now by an AlphaBucks first timer. Sue, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling nervous?
A little bit, funnily enough.
Oh. Sue, have you ever practiced on the AlphaBucks app? Because you can get the app now.
No, I haven't done it on the app, but I've played along with the radio before.
Okay,
good stuff.
Great.
That's good stuff. Also, if you're playing along at home, practice on the app because there's $1,000 we give away on the app every single week as well. But Sue, let's right now see if we can give you $1,000. Here's how it works. 10 questions. 30 seconds on the clock. If you don't know an answer, just say the word pass, and if we have time, we'll come back to it at the end. Now, all answers have to start with the same letter people will give you in a moment. No repeating an answer, and we've got to accept your first answer with no helping in the background as well. Sue, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, Sue, your letter today in AlphaBucks is the letter R. R for rain.
Okay. Oh, we could do some of that.
Love some of that. Okay.
Can you make it rain money?
Yes. Sue? That'd be all right.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Would be. Sue, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, Sue, for $1,000 in AlphaBucks, starting with the letter R, name a feeling.
Rage.
Something you do in the morning.
Pass.
An occupation.
A ranger.
A type of gemstone.
Ruby.
A TV show.
Rugrats.
A body part.
Pass.
A European city.
Rome.
A female actor.
Rebel Wilson. We would have accepted that, but we still had two more to go, so we can't give you the cash. Sue,
sorry,
you did really
Sue.
Good. Something you do in the morning, roll out of bed.
Rush.
Oh, yeah.
Go for a run, maybe. Yeah. Now, body part, you could have said ribs, retina. What's this? A rotator cuff?
Rotator cuff.
What's that? What's a rotator cuff?
It's a cuff on your rotator. Isn't it, Sue?
Sure.
Great. Just go along with me.
Oh, we end up getting 7 out of 10. Sue, better luck next time with Alpha Bucks, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks to Leading Edge Computers. We play every day at 8, 12 and 2. But stand by. Up next, Gavin Morris from Channel 9, the weather expert, joins us to tell us if there is rain on the horizon. But right now, a Konski wake up, shake up morning, everybody. I'm going to set this house on. Dub on the Central West, hit 93.55, peaking dark morning, everybody. It is the Pippa and Jimmy show, and I have been looking forward to this part of the show all morning long, Pippa. Because something happened over the weekend, and I've had to keep my tongue quite tied, if you would say so, all throughout this morning, because we're waiting for 8.23 exactly, or 8.24 as it is now, to bring this up, because over the weekend, a post on the internet was circling around with you and Farmer Lewis in it.
Yes.
And Farmer Lewis was on one knee and he appeared to be proposing to you. So, obviously, the question is, are you and Farmer Lewis engaged to get married?
I'm sorry, but we are not engaged to be married.
What?
I'm sorry to break your heart, but the Facebook post is a stitch-up.
Fake news.
It's fake news, correct. So what happened? I'm sorry. I'm sorry to disappoint you. What happened is we were at the Trangie Tigers rugby presentation night over the weekend. I was emceeing the event, and at one point Farmer Lewis had to come up and he was presenting the jerseys to all the players and the jerseys were in a bag on the ground in front of where I was standing. And some people got some photos and I'll show them to you now where Farmer Lewis was in fact on bended knee and was looking in my general direction and people have posted them on Facebook saying Farmer Lewis has decided to bend the knee and propose. How exciting, they're engaged.
So he wasn't proposing to
you. I mean, people are just assuming I said yes, which I think is a little bit premature.
Well, I think, don't say that about Farmer Lewis.
No, I'm only joking.
That's your boyfriend there. You don't want to be circulating that sort of a rumour on Facebook.
The photos say we have some exciting news to share coming out of Trangie tonight. Farmer Lewis has decided to get weak at the knee. It's happened, folks. We will be having two celebrations tonight. Congratulations to the happy couple.
But so you're not engaged?
We're not engaged. If you look at the photo, he's clearly getting football jerseys out of a bag and just happens to be on one knee.
Yeah, but he could have been getting a ring which he'd hidden in there.
Actually, true. He could
have. That could have been like a big ploy.
Yeah, that could have been great, actually.
How did you get roped into emceeing the event?
I know that, just inside connections, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, you know what they would have done? Oh, my gosh, Pippa, you're so good at talking. You talk on the radio. How about you emcee?
How about you emcee for a football event that where you're way out of your depth?
You would have got roped in, sucked in, because there's nothing I hate more than emceeing events.
Here's the best thing, though. The post went viral, and congratulations started flooding
in. Oh, you got
in.
Tickets on yourself. What
including,
do you mean viral?
No,
10 comments?
Including a phone call from Lewis's mother. I kid you not. She rang saying, what has happened? Have you just proposed? Are you engaged? How was I not aware of this ahead of time? We had to say, just cool your jets, everybody. We're not engaged. Then she commented on the photo by saying, oh, for goodness sake, just propose and be done with it. So she's obviously keen.
Here's a question.
Right.
Would you have said yes?
I don't want to say on radio. Here's the thing about Farmer Lewis and I getting married. Imagine you're at Disneyland queuing to get on Space Mountain, the ride that he wants to go on.
Yeah.
And the queue is really, really, really long. Mm-hmm. Farmer Lewis and I are at the back of the queue and there are a lot of people in front of us in the queue that really have been in relationships longer than us that should be getting married before us. So, you know, as the queue kind of slowly moves forward, as people are, you know, getting engaged and getting on the ride, you get excited because you're moving forward in the queue. But if we were to just cut the line, you know, we'd be queue jumpers.
You know what you'd end up doing at your wedding?
What?
You'd get roped into emceeing your own wedding. You're so good at emceeing people. Why don't you emcee
your
own?
Why don't you do this great event?
Your own wedding. Okay, right. Well, sad news then, okay?
I'm sorry
sad
to disappoint news. Everyone. Okay. Yes.
Cheers. Thanks, though, Pippa, for updating worries. Us. Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love. Oh, yeah. Hit 93.5. Harry Bickmore. Thanks to Macca's, the Dubbo and Wellington. It's the Pippa and Jimmy Show on Hit 93.5. That's Wiz Khalifa, Charlie Puth there. Their song for Paul Walker, See You Again. Morning, everyone. Give us a buzz anytime. We'd love to hear from you on 13, 12, 16. And that's a wrap for a big morning on Hit.
Yes, Monday.
Monday.
We've cracked. What do you say? We've broken the seal.
We've broken the seal.
Yes.
Monday fun day.
That's right.
Yes, no. Monday fun day. No.
Is there much that's fun about Mondays?
No.
Probably not a lot.
Zero fun.
Yeah. Hopefully we've brought a bit more fun to your morning.
Don't do fun things on Monday, I say.
Why not?
Do them later in the week. Save them as something to look forward to.
No, but you need something fun on Mondays just to get you through the start of the week,
yeah,
I reckon.
Right.
Yeah. So just to sort of something to look forward to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Rather than getting the dreads on Sunday afternoon, you go, oh, that's all right, we've got something to look forward to tomorrow.
Something to do.
E.g. you and I heading out to Gil today.
Oh, that's right, we're going to the Gilgandra.
To the Gilgandra?
The Gilgandra.
We're going to Gilgandra High for the Careers Expo.
There's not enough towns starting with the word the.
Oh, shut up, you coast, Central Coast wanker.
The
you.
Central Coast.
Oh, the Esperate, the entrance.
The entrance.
That's one. What else is there?
The
Central Coast.
The Docklands in Docklands. Melbourne, the Docklands.
People just call that Docklands, though.
No, but it's the Docklands.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, right. No, I live there.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Did I ever mention that I lived in Melbourne?
Sorry, big city slicker.
I'm thinking, what could we rename here in the Central West? Not
don't
the
try renaming something again. We know how this went last time.
Not the Trangie. Dub Angeles.
Oh, don't bring that up again. The Trangie. The Trangie wouldn't work because every time you talk to people that aren't from around the Central West about Trangie, they think you're saying Tranny.
Yeah.
And you have to spell it out for them. T-R-A-N-G-I-N.
They're not talking about Trannies.
Trangie. And they're like, Tranny? Oh, God, it's torture.
The not the Wellington.
Not the Wellington.
No.
The Gill sounds all right. Going out to the Gill.
The Gill.
Like the gill of the fish.
The Gill.
The Gills. Gilgandra.
Gilgandra.
What else is there? The Narromine. No, that doesn't work.
The Narromine.
The Narromine. That's too long. I don't know. I don't think this is going to take off. The Dubs.
The Dubs.
Going back to the Dubs.
The Dubs.
Yeah. I think this idea's fizzled.
Yeah, okay.
Can confirm not going to work.
Should we have a vote?
So stop trying. No, we should not have a vote.
Why not? I like a good vote.
You do love a good vote, don't you? You love pushing a good agenda.
When's the next vote happening? Is it the states or is it the...
No, the...
Feds.
Troy Grant's election's going to happen. Yeah, and that doesn't happen until next year, though.
But isn't there one for that Malcolm Turnbull bloke?
Maybe. Do you just want to vote so that you can stir the pot?
I just
jump
like...
on board with a particular party line?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, great.
I'll jump on board. What are you up to today?
I'm really hungry, so I'm going to go home and have some breakfast.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
My gosh. Okay, so I've got all these fresh herbs. I've got, like, basil, I've got mint, I've got oregano, I've got parsley.
Oh, and you just a bucket of fun.
And I'm going to make a tabbouleh salad from scratch.
Oh, actually, I like tabbouleh salad. Can you make some for me?
Oh, yeah, I've got quinoa in it too.
I like quinoa.
Tri-colour.
Tri-colour
so
quinoa.
So not just the one colour. I'm not racist when it comes to quinoa. All colours are accepted.
So you're not racist when it comes to quinoa, but what about other things? Like, does that mean you're racist? It makes it sound like you're racist in other ways.
But except when it comes to quinoa
where you're not racist whatsoever. No. like that actually just makes it sound like you're racist.
I'm not racist.
It's like you're like that bloke in the office that goes, I'm not racist, but you know, the XYZ, they really can't drive.
Yeah, yeah, I do know exactly what you mean. So, but no, I will make you some tabbouleh salad. Now that you're sucking up to me, it's because you're like, oh, you're a bucket of fun. Now you want tabbouleh salad.
Yeah.
I'm making it with lamb chops.
Fun.
Do you want some lamb? Oh, no, I better be vegan for you with your vegan / 70-30 diet.
70-30. I'm not doing the vegan diet anymore. I'm 70-30.
Oh, you're 70-30. So what are you having for breakfast?
I'm going to have some eggs on toast.
Okay, cool.
So maybe some... Toddler says, Ash Ricardo.